The next big change in classical music came when composers decided to bring acting together with music to tell a story through singing. This marks the birth of what we now call opera. The first composer to actually write an opera was an Italian called Jacopo Peri. It was called Daphne, but it's been lost, so we don't know what it sounds like today. The prize for writing the first important opera usually goes to another Italian. His name was Claudio Monteverdi, and his opera was called L'Orfeo. It told the mythological tale of Orpheus, a musician who, when his wife Eurydice died, went down to Hades, the land of the dead, to try to get her back. As you'll hear a lot later in our story of classical music, it was a tale to which composers would return time and time again.
Da quel ciel fatte beate, per cui sol e notte e giorno, ecco pur ch'a voi ritorno, ecco pur ch'a voi ritorno.
Monteverdi wasn't just made famous by his operatic work, though. As with every major composer at this time, he also wrote church music. His Vespers, dedicated to Pope Paul V, were written shortly after both his wife and only child died, so he put a lot of the sadness which he felt into his music. In the Renaissance period, music just for instruments was composed too. For example, this piece was written by Franciscus Bolsonensis, who was born in Venice around the year 1510. It's played on the lute, which was an early version of the guitar.